One of the issues being considered at the state capitol in recent weeks is the regulation of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes are electronic devices that heat up a liquefied nicotine solution that produces a vapor rather than the smoke from tobacco cigarettes. Users of e-cigarettes say they've quit smoking tobacco or now take in less nicotine. Health officials counter that we don't know enough about the effects of e-cigarettes and that they need more regulation, especially their availability to minors. Current state Scott Pohl has more on e-cigarettes in Michigan.
Perhaps you've seen the TV ads like these for the market-leading blue e-cigarettes with actors Stephen Dorff and Jenny McCarthy.
I've been a smoker for 20 years, and I just found the smarter alternative. Blue e-cigs. Blue lets me enjoy smoking without it affecting the people around me. Because it's vapor, not tobacco smoke.
Now that I've switched to Blue, I feel better about myself. And I feel free to have one almost anywhere. When I'm driving, at home, watching TV. Finally, with Blue, I took back my freedom.
According to Consumer Reports magazine, sales of e-cigarettes grew from $500 million in 2012 to $1.5 billion last year. Dr. Matt Davis is the chief medical executive of the Michigan Department of Community Health, which wants e-cigarettes to be treated as a tobacco product, taxed like tobacco, and subject to clean indoor air laws. He's monitoring the research being done on e-cigarettes. Dr. Davis wants to know more about what's in an e-cigarette besides nicotine. Users aren't getting the tars found in cigarettes, but it's possible that they're inhaling other substances, some of which also come from tobacco leaves.
One of the greatest concerns I have as a public health official in Michigan is that one or more of those substances may be cancer-causing. Researchers have shown that e-cigarette liquid, or the vape liquid, includes something called nitrosamine, which is known to cause cancer. The proponents of e-cigarettes often say that, well, these are quite different than tobacco cigarettes. That may be true, but it only takes one cancer-causing substance to cause cancer.
In Lansing, state lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have started to take notice. Currently, e-cigarettes can be sold to anyone in Michigan, regardless of their age. Senate Democrat Glenn Anderson says it isn't clear to him if e-cigarettes are a tobacco product.
That's the issue of whether we get something through to get them out of the hands of minors or whether we go through this protracted battle and waiting for the feds and waiting for a decision as to whether or not it's the same as a tobacco product. And we chose not to fight that battle now, but do the right thing and get them out of the hands of minors.
Some of those young users might be drawn in by vaping flavors like cherry and vanilla. That sort of access prompted the Senate to approve legislation banning the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. It was introduced by Senator Anderson and Republican Rick Jones. It carries a $50 fine for both the seller and underage buyers. Jones says he doesn't object to adults having access to e-cigarettes, but they should be kept away from kids.
I've heard of children, you know, easily 10 years old getting this product. In fact, Friday, I was reading to a fourth grade, and one of the children mentioned to me that his friend bought one and they played with it.
Governor Rick Snyder has weighed in. He thinks e-cigarettes should be treated as a tobacco product rather than being regulated separately.
It's a real issue about the substance itself. Is it really a tobacco product or not? And if it is a tobacco product and it's largely liquid nicotine, shouldn't it be treated that way?
So far, the governor hasn't said if he would veto legislation that doesn't treat e-cigarettes the same as tobacco products. Hal Prentice is a name longtime WKAR listeners will remember. Until his retirement a few years ago, he was WKAR's radio station manager and classical music host. A smoker of up to 2 packs a day for decades, Prentice had tried many times unsuccessfully to quit. About a year ago, he was visiting his sisters in Arizona. Both were former smokers, but they had switched to e-cigarettes.
They said, "You really have to try this." And I was reticent, but I went along with it. And they took me to the local shop in Tucson. And I bought the device. And within 2 days, I had stopped smoking tobacco.
E-cigarettes come in several nicotine levels, and Prentice says he has stepped down his intake. Though at this point, he can't say if he'll ever go to a zero-level e-cigarette or quit using the device altogether. Prentice thought he never would fully break away from cigarettes.
All of a sudden, you know, I had this device And I wasn't suffering physiologically, you know, from withdrawals or anything like that. It was very comfortable. It has just really changed my life to a certain degree. I never thought I could beat it. And I tried so hard so many different times, and this did it in 2 days.
Prentice says a nasty smoker's cough has almost disappeared. He also thinks he's saving money now, spending perhaps 75% less than what he used to spend on tobacco cigarettes. Dr. Matt Davis of the State Department of Community Health has heard similar stories from his patients, but he has reservations about promoting e-cigarettes as a quit smoking tool.
In head-to-head trials of e-cigarettes versus something like a nicotine patch, e-cigarettes were equal to the nicotine patch in terms of helping people quit. Not better, but not worse. So as a public health official and as a primary care doctor, I have to ask myself, well, does that mean we should use e-cigarettes as a way for people to quit smoking? That's certainly how people are talking about them today. The problem is that I know a lot more about a nicotine patch than I do about an e-cigarette. And in my mind, the safety and the effectiveness of nicotine patches is a better bet than an e-cigarette today.
One last concern about e-cigarettes has come to light. The New York Times recently reported on the risks associated with the e-liquids that can be purchased as e-cigarette refills. Exposure to small amounts of liquefied nicotine, either ingested or absorbed through the skin, can cause vomiting and seizures. Reports of accidental poisonings are skyrocketing. One death, a suicide by an adult who injected a nicotine solution, has been reported, and a 2-year-old Oklahoma City girl needed emergency room treatment after drinking a small bottle of liquid nicotine. And liquid nicotine is available online, not just in tiny amounts. It can be purchased by the liter, by the gallon, even by the barrel, and in varying potencies. Lee Cantrell, a professor of pharmacy at the University of California, San Francisco, tells The Times that a teaspoonful of a 10% solution could kill an adult. The State House has yet to take up the e-cigarette regulation approved by the Senate. Stories of accidental poisonings could help those who would keep e-cigarettes out of the hands of minors get the legislation through the House after their next break and earn the governor's signature. For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.